高考模拟试卷一
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. A double cheeseburger with everything on it, some large curly fries, and a medium Pepsi.
Okay, your total is $6.88.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably happen?
2. Morning, madam. Ticket, please.Do you like a window or corridor seat?
Window seat, please. I am wondering if my carry-on bag can fit the overhead bin.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Would you mind telling me the price difference for gas types?
For per gallon, regular 87 is $3.99. Premium unleaded 93is $4.18.
Question. How much should a driver pay if he fills 10 gallons regular 87 for his car?
4. Hey, you look really different today. What happened?
My friend Steve gave me a new haircut. He could be a barber, don't you think?
Question. Who gave the woman a haircut?
5. How is your girlfriend? I am too occupied in the deadline-driven assignment these days to contact her.
Much better. She is off the walking stick now.
Question. What probably happened to the man's girlfriend?
6. Would you mind if I smoke?
Actually, I would. This is my new Lexus.See, the shining headlight, brilliant paint colour, and leather seat. I don't want it to smell like tobacco.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
7. I read that the Dow Jones hit 10,000 yesterday. Isn't that great news?
Really? I thought you were just a fashion follower.And would purposely avoid reading such abstract news in the financial pages.
Question. What has the man assumed about the woman?
8. I can't figure out what's wrong with my calculator. When I hit the clear button, sometimes the display freezes.
You should call the electronic repair store. They have all the tools necessary to fix that kind of problem.
Question.What does the woman suggest the man do? 9. My wife and I have our vacation planned down to the minute. We're packing in a full week, but that's part of the fun.
Really? When I'm on vacation, I like to find a quiet beach and just plant myself there.
Question. What kind of vacation does the man most probably prefer?
10. Violent sports like boxing should be banned. If so, there'd be fewer wars, less violent crime, and less school bullying.
That's a nice argument, but these traditional sports win many people's heart and provide an outlet for negative emotions.
Question. What does the man mean?
2. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. I used to think the whole purpose of life was pursuing happiness. So I searched for ideal jobs, fashionable clothes, beautiful apartments. But instead of ever feeling fulfilled, I felt anxious. To explore the truth, I decided to learn positive psychology. I discovered what makes people depressed is a lack of having meaning in life. By interviewing hundreds of people and reading thousands of pages of psychology and philosophy, I found the four parts of a meaningful life. The first is belonging. Belonging comes from being in relationships where you're valued for who you are and where you value others as well. For most people, belonging is the most essential source of meaning. The second is purpose. The key to purpose is using your strengths to serve others. The third part is about stepping beyond yourself. The fourth one tends to surprise people. It is storytelling, the story you tell yourself about yourself. Creating a narrative from the events of your life helps you understand how you became you. But we don't always realize that we're the authors of our stories and can change the way we're telling them. Your life isn't just a list of events. You can edit, interpret, and retell your story. I used to think the whole purpose of life was pursuing happiness. So I searched for ideal jobs, fashionable clothes, beautiful apartments. But instead of ever feeling fulfilled, I felt anxious. To explore the truth, I decided to learn positive psychology. I discovered what makes people depressed is a lack of having meaning in life. By interviewing hundreds of people and reading thousands of pages of psychology and philosophy, I found the four parts of a meaningful life. The first is belonging. Belonging comes from being in relationships where you're valued for who you are and where you value others as well. For most people, belonging is the most essential source of meaning. The second is purpose. The key to purpose is using your strengths to serve others. The third part is about stepping beyond yourself. The fourth one tends to surprise people. It is storytelling, the story you tell yourself about yourself. Creating a narrative from the events of your life helps you understand how you became you. But we don't always realize that we're the authors of our stories and can change the way we're telling them. Your life isn't just a list of events. You can edit, interpret, and retell your story. Questions. 11. What is most likely to make the speaker feel fulfilled?
12. Why did the speaker interview hundreds of people?
13. How can people tell their life story?
Questions 14 through 17 are based on the following passage. Mickey, Minnie, Donald Duck, Pinocchio, and more Disney characters all have one thing in common: gloves. Although there are many incredible stories about Disney's most famous characters, putting gloves on animation characters is actually a pretty logical move. The short answer as to why so many characters wear gloves is that animation is an intensive process. It takes time and accuracy to create the characters you know and love. Animators wanted to make their job a touch easier and faster with a few techniques. One of these strategies was using rounded edges instead of angles, according to Vox. So this also meant simplifying features, such as hands, to make the animation process quicker. Still, in the age of black and white cartoons, separating characters' round edge hands from their black bodies was hard. Gloves were an easy way to make their hands stand out. In fact, Walt Disney might have been the first to put gloves on his characters in The Opry House, starring Mickey Mouse, per Vox. Once animation moved away from black and white, Mickey and his friends kept their signature white gloves. Besides keeping the animation simple, Walt Disney told his biographer, Bob Thomas, that the gloves exist for another reason: to humanize the mouse. We didn't want him to have mouse hands because he was supposed to be more human, Disney told Thomas in 1957, according to the New York Times. Mickey, Minnie, Donald Duck, Pinocchio, and more Disney characters all have one thing in common: gloves. Although there are many incredible stories about Disney's most famous characters, putting gloves on animation characters is actually a pretty logical move. The short answer as to why so many characters wear gloves is that animation is an intensive process. It takes time and accuracy to create the characters you know and love. Animators wanted to make their job a touch easier and faster with a few techniques. One of these strategies was using rounded edges instead of angles, according to Vox. So this also meant simplifying features, such as hands, to make the animation process quicker. Still, in the age of black and white cartoons, separating characters' round edge hands from their black bodies was hard. Gloves were an easy way to make their hands stand out. In fact, Walt Disney might have been the first to put gloves on his characters in The Opry House, starring Mickey Mouse, per Vox. Once animation moved away from black and white, Mickey and his friends kept their signature white gloves. Besides keeping the animation simple, Walt Disney told his biographer, Bob Thomas, that the gloves exist for another reason: to humanize the mouse. We didn't want him to have mouse hands because he was supposed to be more human, Disney told Thomas in 1957, according to the New York Times. Questions. 14. What is the common feature of Disney characters?
15. What can we conclude from the animation process?
16. Why gloves enjoyed great popularity in black and white cartoons?
17. What does the speaker mainly talk about? Questions 18 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Oh my gosh, Ryan, is that you? I hardly recognised you. Wow, you look so different.
Hey, Alice. Yeah, I've been working out pretty hard lately. I go to the gym every day to work out with my personal trainer, Hans.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, your shirt barely fits you anymore because your muscles are so big.
That's a really good body figure, huh?
Yeah, but why not get yourself some new clothes?
Well, I've been spending all my money on my personal trainer and gym fees, so I didn't have any money left over to buy new clothes.
Are you sure you aren't overdoing it?
Nope. You see, I am now in a fantastic shape, and I like it.
Well, I'm interested to hear more, but first I want to get a latte. What kind of coffee do you want?
No coffee for me. That's way too much sugar, fat, and cream.
Are you kidding me? I remember you were a coffee addict. Now we're meeting at a coffee shop and you don't want any coffee. What about juice?
No thanks.
Well, it's one thing to maintain a healthy diet, but that sounds a little crazy.
You know, I have to stay on my fitness plan.
Ryan, I totally support you getting in shape, but I think exercise is best done neither too little nor too much.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. For example, I usually do at least 2 workouts at the gym per day, but on Christmas, I only did 1 because it was a holiday.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have time to date your girlfriend when you have to spend all your time at the gym working out?
Don't worry. Once I find a girlfriend, I'll stop working out.
Well, Ryan, I am very jealous of whatever lucky lady finds you.
Aha, I take that as a compliment.
Oh my gosh, Ryan, is that you? I hardly recognised you. Wow, you look so different.
Hey, Alice. Yeah, I've been working out pretty hard lately. I go to the gym every day to work out with my personal trainer, Hans.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, your shirt barely fits you anymore because your muscles are so big.
That's a really good body figure, huh?
Yeah, but why not get yourself some new clothes?
Well, I've been spending all my money on my personal trainer and gym fees, so I didn't have any money left over to buy new clothes.
Are you sure you aren't overdoing it?
Nope. You see, I am now in a fantastic shape, and I like it.
Well, I'm interested to hear more, but first I want to get a latte. What kind of coffee do you want?
No coffee for me. That's way too much sugar, fat, and cream.
Are you kidding me? I remember you were a coffee addict. Now we're meeting at a coffee shop and you don't want any coffee. What about juice?
No thanks.
Well, it's one thing to maintain a healthy diet, but that sounds a little crazy.
You know, I have to stay on my fitness plan.
Ryan, I totally support you getting in shape, but I think exercise is best done neither too little nor too much.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. For example, I usually do at least 2 workouts at the gym per day, but on Christmas I only did 1 because it was a holiday.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have time to date your girlfriend when you have to spend all your time at the gym working out?
Don't worry. Once I find a girlfriend, I'll stop working out.
Well, Ryan, I am very jealous of whatever lucky lady finds you.
Aha, I take that as a compliment.
Questions. 18. What can we learn about Ryan?
19. What does the woman think of Ryan's fitness plan?
20. What shocked the woman, according to the passage?